Yo!
What's up? Hey, y'all. This is Chris.
What up, what up, what up?
That's Spence, I guess. I gotta introduce him to now. This is episode 4 of the Insecure Recap Show.
Insecure.
Insecure. Bitch, I'm lit. You asked me to find a song every week.
I didn't actually know this song before.
I'm back on my bullshit. This is the kind of music. Mostly. So, like, last week I wasn't prepared. I was totally prepared. Like, when I heard it and I already knew the song, I was like, this is it. All right.
Yeah, that's E-40.
It's definitely J-Worthy. Hey, J-Worthy and hey, Kamaya. Man.
Peace, y'all. This is... Oh, my God.
You was about to say views from the 7.
I got that shit on the back of my dome. Hey, what up, y'all? We are back. Another episode of Insecure. God damn.
I am not Ivan.
Man.
This is episode 4.
I don't know what the fuck just happened.
You was literally...
Yeah, man.
Just
man, shout out to everybody, man. The 15-minute episodes. Damn, like, nigga.
I mean, honestly, I legit watched this in one break today.
I don't know what's going on, like, shit.
I did realize we're getting 10 episodes this season, though.
Yeah, but she turned them into commercials. They're very fucking short.
Where's the beef, you said?
Shit. All right, so the beginning of this episode, we are shown that property manager Issa is slacking big time. That's why I don't fuck with apartments, though.
Okay.
nigga, like, damn, nigga, take you 4 months to fix my microwave plate?
Not the plate, though. Nigga. I feel like you could have found a piece of cardboard, like, well, figured something out from there. Like, you, I know you got nigga rigging in you.
Nigga can't fix the blinds, no nothing. Just blinds be cut the fuck up and shit, man.
Okay, so listen, you said she's slacking as a property manager. Nobody ever said she knew how to do this shit. She literally
was
homeless.
That's why you call people.
She was homeless. Like,
hey, man, look, you took on that position.
For an apartment.
I'm on your motherfucking ass.
I hear it. Also, her tenants are not the most, like, they're not ideal. They're not ideal.
Homie said he'd be Airbnb in his apartment, though. That's a fucking...
Okay, let me... So, that's so funny because I thought about that. I live in a condo. Like, a condo, like, with a gate or whatever. And so, I guess, last summer, people started doing that. Like, started Airbnb in their spots. And then, like, the home association came and, like, got, like, a plaque made to put on the outside of the gate that says... What did it say? Neighborhoods are for neighbors, not... vacation rentals.
Oh shit.
So like, yeah, niggas really live. Don't like when they do that.
Yeah,
shit.
We know where you live.
What does that mean?
You live up there with the people.
With these people.
Yeah. Shit, it's out of my feet.
Yeah.
Color people. Yeah.
I do. But yeah, they don't like that shit in the hood or not in the hood.
None of that shit.
Yeah. Just be like, stop me if you can. You just see some random white people just coming into
a black man.
House.
So man, it seems like because she's so swamped with this block party, everything right? Everything else has been taking a back seat.
Everything,
but man, she got it. Man, y'all gotta fix y'all water, bro. That's just nasty.
And then I love how they got to circle back around and realize this shit. I still ain't fixed at the end.
That's like, bro, you got Skid Row water over there, man.
Yeah, it's pretty
that's
bad.
Not cool.
And you got that crazy girl knocking on your door. And you definitely don't want that.
Yeah, man, that's me on everything.
I'm her.
Yeah, chill. So. No, go ahead.
Okay, so then we see Andrew and Molly, and they're at Molly's house?
Yeah, they're at Molly's house.
Yeah, yeah. So explain your note here. Like, what are you saying? Like,
the stoppage before the end?
Yes,
yeah. Like, you don't fucking stop. I'm about to slide in.
Okay, the stoppage. Like, I don't understand your language sometimes. Okay, I got you, though.
Like, the stoppage before the end?
I got you. Molly was, I just.
Chicks normally do that when they stink.
Wait, that seems like that would imply that she didn't know at first.
Well, her, I mean.
Oh, she did check herself. She did check herself and kind of was like. Mm.
Yeah, she probably had like a little whole bath.
I don't know. She got too nice of an apartment to be taking a whole bath.
Shit, them the ones that take all the whole bath.
I don't want to talk. What?
You soothe a little dove down there.
Did you
say? Yeah, man, we know the game, man.
Nigga, if a girl is taking, that sounds, she's like she has a routine, like she's taking way too many hoes.
We know when we walk in the room and we see the sink on the, I mean, we see the towel.
The
on
wet the, towel. Yeah, the super we know soppy what's towel.
Up. We know what's up.
You just hit your fucking, we see the suds parts
in the crack of the counter, bro. We see the suds. It's cool.
Y'all do that shit like 30 to 45 minutes before, please.
But some, you know, hey, as long as it smells okay, I'm cool.
I mean, but you got to just hop in the shower right then. Like a nigga tell you he on his way. Like, that's when you hop in the shower.
Shit, girls are lazy, man. Y'all be on the Instagram and shit.
Showers don't take that long.
Y'all
got to
get y'all
Walker
stories off and shit. You know
do we?
Y'all got to get y'all stories
over
off.
Over my vagina? Like, yeah. I doubt it.
Social media takes.
Get y'all priorities together.
Social media takes priority of all of that.
It can't. Anyway, so.
Yeah, but you don't, you know what I mean? You don't stop and it. You don't
so
stop.
So explain
you
the
don't
scene.
Stop me. So, you know, they're getting ready to get. You
he's
know, you
he's doing contagious arm things.
That type shit. And okay then, you know, they're getting ready to.
And then Molly's bone like, I got work to do.
Yeah, but he kind of felt it, though, and that's
yeah
trash.
That's the worst, trash. Like, when you're, like, hella into it and you feel like you don't feel that energy back, it's pretty whack.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, I could imagine. Especially a person that, like, y'all have had, like, some fucking.
You don't turn me down after a whole bath.
Honestly, I am not opposed to agreeing with that. Like, I definitely yeah feel like if. She knew he was coming over, I guess, is the point I'm trying to make. And if you don't make the time to fucking do a proper.
What's that time word, that T word, we're going to be talking about that.
Okay.
Towards the end of this.
Yeah, it's a big thing in this episode. So anyway, speaking of that, so Molly stops him and says, oh, you know, I really got some work to do. Give me an hour or give me till 9 o'clock, whatever that meant. Mm-hmm. And she goes to work, right? He's like, cool, cool, cool. He's yep in the bed. She goes on the couch. She's click, click, clacking on her fucking laptop. Yep. And then it's a quarter to 2 a.m.
My nigga falls asleep.
That's whack.
That's trash.
That's real trash. Because I was immediately thinking, like, did this bitch set an alarm? Like, because yeah I could tell that, like, whatever it was bothering her enough for she wasn't able to get yeah into that with him. So I know that she wasn't going to be able to keep track of time.
I would have to text the rest of my bitches to see if I had other options.
Long as my bitches love me.
Hey, man, look. No, you finna have me in this fucking bed by myself? Like,
that's a nice
fuck
bed, though.
Fuck that bed.
I'm just kidding.
I ain't come over here for that.
No, true shit. Like, I definitely would have set an alarm. I just don't play about my dick, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to. If I say 9 o'clock, like.
Oh, we got a bone before she even go back to work. Like,
yeah,
shout out to Andrew for being a gentleman, though.
I mean, honestly, yeah. Like, we could have knocked that out real fast. And then I could have been on the computer till 2 a.m., right?
Or I could have been fucking while you on your computer.
I mean, people. And working theory doesn't always work. It sort of depends on what kind of work I'm doing on my computer. It's happened.
She just typing.
Furiously. Oh, yeah. One little like.
The blood is flowing.
And her G is a T. Blood, like.
The blood is flowing. This motherfucker got to go in something.
I hear it. Okay, so now I understand your notes. So. All right. So, yes, that was a super fucked up scene. And Molly did go back into the room and somehow this nigga woke up and everything was cool. But I feel like he just didn't look
but
and see what time
my
it
nigga
was.
My nigga got morning breath. It don't count.
What don't count? None of it?
No, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, what the fuck? So I'm a hit because, you know.
I can't stand
I'm on a hit. But right it don't count. Like, you still, you kind of, you put me to the side. You threw me to the side. I don't give a fuck. Pussy ain't going
to
change
then
that.
I hear you. No, I hear you. I'm not excusing what she did. I think it's trash. I'm just trying to figure out why.
So
it don't count.
I'm hidden because, you know.
Because you offered
know,
it.
Buddy is up. You know what I mean? He's up, you know. But in the back of my mind, I'm just like, I'm hidden for pleasure. It's not because I truly want to be here.
Okay.
But I ain't got no other bitch.
Okay, well. Anyway.
What the fuck just happened?
Sorry. My text message noise and I just want to turn my phone off.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, so then that happened. And then we can kind of see that all of the great strides that they're taking are probably, Molly is probably ruining it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then where we go to the scene where Issa is texting Condola or trying to reach out to her about the so Issa is the fucking deadline is coming up where she needs to turn in her her flyers, her finalized flyers, so they can get printed out so she can start distributing them so she can get this shit on the road. And I guess her and Condola were conferring and figuring out and getting the final draft together.
So was Condola over the Flyers?
I don't know that was clear. From what I understand, it was just the block party was Issa's, and then Condola was just helping however she could help.
Okay, because when the man called and said you got a dead, what is it? It was a deadline.
It was a deadline that day.
And soon as they got off the phone, she called Condola. So I asked and just said
yeah, I guess so, because it seemed as if like she was waiting on maybe I, but I don't know. It could have just been she gave it to Condola, wanted her input, and then was gonna send it to him.
Yeah.
So I don't know, because again, Issa is literally using Condola as like somebody with experience.
A part of me feels like Condola is ghosting her.
This is interesting, because I feel similar, but then I want to ask you, why do you think that's happening? Do you think something happened between her and Lawrence, or do you think she's just making the conscious decision to stop fucking with Issa so that she could be with Lawrence in the way that she wants to be with him?
Part of me feels like it's just come to it.
An Anne?
It's dirty head. Like that conversation her.
What are your slang words? Like,
that conversation that her and Lawrence had, I think was like, everything has come to its ugly head. Like,
yeah.
But the other part of me was like, we haven't really gotten to Condola's work. And all we know is that she's divorced.
Right.
I don't know where her...
We don't really know anything about this bitch.
So, last episode, when she got... You know, when she was talking about her marriage, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, she was talking... They asked her if she would do a wedding. And she kind of, like, went on this rant.
About absolutely fucking not.
That showed me another side of her.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm wondering if that is the Condola that Issa is now dealing with. Because if it is, then, yeah, we got problems.
Do we? Or is Issa just out of another friend this season? I don't know that it's going to cause issues for Condola as long as Lawrence
I think they had some, well, they definitely had some.
I mean, they're literally the same person. Condola just got something to show for. That's it. That's literally the only difference.
She could be on that date with her ex-husband. Weren't her and Lawrence supposed to go somewhere?
Yeah. I don't know.
Her and Lawrence were supposed to go somewhere. I remember she was telling Issa.
Oh, yeah. They were going to go out somewhere for the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's where she at with her ex-husband. But I think...
You said with her ex-husband.
I think that ugly Condola that we seen
describing
our wedding is the one that Issa's now dealing with.
And that Issa's now dealing with, or everyone's now dealing with?
That Issa's now dealing with. Okay. It's just... She's showing it on her business side.
Okay. So while she's twiddling on her phone and trying to get in contact with Condola, she get a voicemail.
Mm.
It's the Uber fighter.
Yeah.
Fucking Nathan.
Yeah, Nathan.
How did you feel about that? I mean, it wasn't on like what it do, baby. Like, it wasn't on no shit like that. Like, it was just kind of like, hey, checking on you. Heard the shit that you were talking about when we were together is actually happening. I'm proud of you. Yeah. Like, you don't have to call me back, but I just wanted you to know. You know, I know. Like, and that's what
that shit's
like.
Trash.
Okay.
When a nigga say you don't have to call me back, I really wish you would call me back.
Obviously, he's literally begging.
And then, like, obviously, you know, his anxiety is over, and he missed a vagina.
Niggas do that. Okay, and bitches do that shit too, but it's not necessarily always
because
right.
If I just as a renowned,
not
fuck
a renowned,
nigga.
Whatever you about to say, the fact that you put renowned,
a renowned
preface,
fuck nigga
preface.
I'll hit a girl up out of nowhere after a couple months, not because I care, but do I still have a piece of you?
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so trash.
It is trash.
Cool.
Y'all love it though.
Wow. Anyway, so I don't know. I mean, I think that it was cool that it was like, it was a chill message, but I feel like he might, like, I think I felt too much of like, oh, I'm the nice guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like it was, the message was, like you said, I guess, like a fucking trap kind of.
But that's the problem with Nathan, and Lawrence had a bit of that too in season one. And that's when, you know, old girl that was working at Where Best the fuck Buy. She was working at? Best Buy. When
or,
she said
yeah,
like,
yeah, or she worked at the bank. Yeah.
The ultimate fuck niggas don't know that they fuck niggas. They really think they're good guys.
Yeah, true shit. Case in point.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I hear it. I think the only, I guess why I wasn't so against that scene was just the fact that, oh, like, maybe we have a Lawrence interference.
What you mean?
I don't know that that's what should happen at the end. I don't know that that Issa and Lawrence should be together again. Like, and I feel like between like last week, all the things that were like kind of like bringing them together, like, and I think like this, like even like the weird conversation they were having, and then it got interrupted. Like, yeah. I feel like they're both like leaving like opportunities to like start feeling each other again. I think that's why I wasn't so upset about Nathan calling.
Yeah, or on the flip side, mm-hmm. They're really becoming like friends again. Yeah.
Which is cool if everybody can be on the same accord. And we don't know where Lawrence and Condola are right now, so to me that sounds like...
Well, I mean, given the history, when it comes to Lawrence and Issa, it's clear that when they're talking, nothing else matters.
You said that they will?
No, it's just clear, like, when they're talking, they're so locked in with one another.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nothing else matters.
That's true. It'd be like that, though, so, sometimes with people.
If I gotta have, if it takes me losing granola for...
good night.
You know, to have my friendship, shit, she up out of here.
Okay, goodbye, granola.
And that long-ass ponytail.
To ring the alarm. Okay, so then we go and we're at Tiffany's house.
Yep. Okay. Yep. She didn't have her bed. It took her 4 seasons to have
baby, it man. Took her one more season than there actually is of the show for her to have her baby.
Yeah.
And she hates it.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. A lot of parents feel like that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that people aren't afraid to like show that. Yeah. Like, sometimes it don't be all like, ooh, I love this baby.
Yeah, the day my last son was born, I was like, damn, man. That motherfucker's crying all night and shit. Like, put this motherfucker back in the womb, bro. Like, god damn. Just give me another day. Give me another day to prepare, man. Put that nigga back.
That's so funny. Yeah, but, I mean, so it's a thing. She looks hella worn out. This is the first time in a little minute that we see all four of them together.
Yeah, it's been a long-ass minute.
So, yeah, Kelly's there folding clothes. Everybody's helping. And it seems from the conversation as if, like, this might be something that they do every week or every other week. Because remember when Molly was saying, like,
episodes are, like, weird. And I don't know
if it's set. We don't know how much time is elapsing.
If it's really set every week or is it months? It's, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I can't really tell, like, the time frame anymore. But to me, it seemed like this was maybe this meeting at Tiffany's to help with the baby and stuff. It seems like it's something that's happening now because yeah. Molly alluded to the fact that, well, we'll talk later about what the conversation was about, but she alluded to the fact in that conversation that Issa don't be there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, man, shout out to Derek and Lawrence for having a real nigga conversation.
I like Derek.
And shout out to Derek for really giving motherfuckers the truth and insight on what it is to really have a newborn out of fucking nowhere. Like, motherfuckers be thinking it be all like peaches and cream and shit. Like, no.
You saw it growing for 9 months. So, not out of nowhere.
No, I mean, like, he ain't pull out right. Like, we had. it's like we, you know what I mean? We had the baby, but we also had plans, you know what I mean?
Right, to do and other now, things. Like, and then you had the baby first.
Baby girl kind of fucked those plans up. You know what I'm saying? Look at Tiffany all stressed out and shit. That's how the couples really be looking when they have a newborn.
Yeah, very true.
We just got to put on that facade for you motherfuckers when y'all come up in there.
Yeah,
folding up these clothes and we really want y'all gone.
Nah, I really wanted you to help fold me. I definitely wanted you to help fold my fucking clothes.
Nah, fuck them clothes. Babysit, motherfucker. Take this motherfucker.
Let me take a nap.
That's it.
But, yeah, I really like Derek, and I'm really sorry that it took so long for them to actually give him, like, lines.
Yeah, that nigga didn't get no lines, bro.
But, yeah, but they talk about, you know, how scary, I guess, it is, or how it is, like, to have a daughter as a man.
Yeah, it is, man, because, you know what I mean? Like,
Because y'all be doing bitches hella dirty, and you fucking fail to realize that that's somebody's daughter, and now you got a daughter, and now you thinking about all the terrible things niggas is going to do to her.
It's like, you know, the mirror on, like, Snow White? Like, mirror, mirror. She's going to fuck them all. Like, you just, you, like, it gives you, like, you just start seeing all the fuck shit that you did and that you put women through.
Yep.
You start to see that. Like, almost through your daughter's eyes.
Not through him. You just, you're just afraid that she, that somehow she's
going to. No, like,
I'm
looking through her eyes like, fuck, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All of this stuff is very possibly coming.
So,
that was interesting. So, maybe.
Hopefully she a stud.
What the fuck? Is that the resolution? Like,
yeah. She a stud and she a top. And she can fight.
You just
shout out to the homie Skinny, man. I fuck with him, and that's why I fuck with him. Like,
no, I'm. I just okay.
At least I know my daughter won't be the one hurt. My daughter will be the one giving out.
But
why?
Okay, like, there's nothing wrong with.
I'm
your
cool
daughter.
With my daughter getting the domestic violence.
It's cool if somebody's daughter ends up being gay. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But you can't just, like, just assume that if she's straight, like, all the terrible things in the world are going to happen to her.
More than likely, they will.
Nah, not necessarily.
Or she'll start loving sex, and then, you know, she just getting tossed up like sheets. See, but it's like, it's all the what ifs, man. You don't have these what ifs when you have a boy.
Because the only what if is, like, what if this nigga knock on the door and he got a girl pregnant?
That's it. Hey, man, let me eat this 480 real quick.
Let's move on. God. So, we go back into the living. We go back into the living room. And the girls are talking, and we start talking about relationships, because Tiffany kind of, like, alludes that, you know, like, her and Derek are, what, like, doing their, like, best to try to fucking get through this shit, pretty much.
Yeah. They the ones giving all the advice. Guidance right now. Yeah. Guidance and advice.
So Molly's like, yeah, you know, because, like, me and... I can't even get it out. Like, because, you know, me and Andrew,
yeah,
we be hella clicking. And, like, we just, like, we are it. We're fit. Like, we're fit, and it's a thing. And so Molly... I mean, so Issa just says, okay, Jada, and your red table...
Yeah, man.
Wouldn't it not be so offensive if Jada wasn't low-key insane at this point?
That shit that make your soul burn slow. Hit her with that. Ooh, wee.
And she really had it all over her face. She
but it's like, man, it goes back to, man, why won't you bitches just talk?
Just talk.
Because not everything y'all saying and doing, y'all taking personal.
Yeah.
And all y'all gotta do is just.
Is get clarification and talk. True shit.
Just talk.
And that's pretty much like what we see throughout the rest of the episode between them, is them talking to everybody else about each other.
Literally. And that shit's trash too. It's like, man,
stop doing that.
Y'all
trying
to communicate through friends, man. Just have a fucking conversation. Stop putting that shit off.
Exactly. Like, out of these four friends, Tiffany and Kelly are the ones that are closer, and Molly and Issa. Like, there's literally no reason to be bringing third and fourth people into this at all. Because then it's just gonna make it weird between everybody else. Like, there's nothing worse than being that third or fucking fourth friend, watching your first two friends fucking bicker, and then them, like, low key, underlyingly asking you to pick a side. Yeah. That shit is trash.
That's why it's cool.
Niggas,
like,
are too grown to do that.
That's why it's cool. Kelly is drunk the majority of the show, because she don't be, you know. She don't be, man. Just go fucking talk, man.
Yeah, true shit. But whatever. So then, what? Where are we?
Her and Issa and Lawrence are talking outside.
Oh, yeah. So, Kelly mentioned something like, oh, look at Lawrence looking whatever, so domestic and shit. So then Lawrence goes out. He kind of mouths to her like he wanted to talk to her.
Yeah.
Right? So he's the initiator of the conversation.
Yeah.
And then in their, like, sneakily way, I don't even know why they were sneaking around to go talk to each other. Like, it just seemed like it was kind of, like, behind everybody. Because, like, the nonverbal cues and shit, like, made me feel like they didn't want people to know that they were going to be talking.
But I think Lawrence knows more than what... I think Lawrence may know more than what the audience knows, and knows more than what her friends know.
Okay.
So maybe it's like, let me pull you to the side.
Okay.
Not just because, you know, I want to talk to you because I know y'all friends, but y'all also business partners.
Right.
And, like, it might have been more said in that kitchen than we were led to believe.
It's possible. So they go outside, And they're kind of, and we go back into the kitchen and we see Tiffany and Molly talking. So already Kelly and Issa have kind of had a conversation, and Issa's just like, hey, has Molly said anything to you? And then we go to the kitchen and Molly's like, why? Did Issa say something to you?
See, but Issa's was mild though.
Yeah.
Issa is more so trying to get more information about what Molly
through, like what she's going through.
Molly just went full fledged, like, judgment zone. Like,
that's Molly. That's Molly
down in the gravel. Like,
that's how she is though.
Yeah, that's trash.
That's literally how Molly is.
That's trash.
It is, and she'll learn one day. But anyway.
While looking at them outside the window. That's the
Yeah, story. Super like, Like, super like, you ain't heard it from me. Like, yeah, like very, trash. I don't like it.
That's trash.
So, and then even Tiffany. Were you getting vibes from Tiffany that, like, maybe, like, she even maybe knew something that everybody else don't know? Like, the way that she was kind of, like brushing, like, not brushing off what Molly was saying about Issa and Lawrence being downstairs, but, like, I don't know, just the way she, like,
I think took, Tiffany,
she took the information.
Or she may have learned from their first, like, their first fallout at the fundraiser.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, I'm listening, but that shit kind of going in one ear and out the other.
Right. That's possible.
And I really don't want to be involved.
It's possible.
Like, she a new mother, man.
She really don't have time for this. Like,
yeah.
But, okay. So, we go back outside. Lawrence and Issa are talking. And then we finally get some audio. And then they're talking about... Oh, sorry. The main thing about Issa's block party in this episode is that Schoolboy Q drops out.
Drops out.
So, after she's gotten the fucking flyers finalized, gotten them printed out, now he's not coming. He's not doing
it. Okay. So, this is... Because, again, I'm lost here, right?
Okay.
Because, you know, a lot of... If you were to just be watching this episode, you would...
Mm-hmm.
Or just these last couple episodes, you would be led to believe that Condola has something to do with it.
Have something to do with Schoolboy Q pulling out.
Yeah. But who was the one who reached out in the first place?
Yeah, I don't... From what I understood, Issa had already... Schoolboy Q was already a thought before Condola jumped on, I thought.
Yeah.
So, if that's the case, I'm not sure. I didn't really... I guess I told that, like, went over my head. I didn't even think about that. I was
now
just
we
more,
got a whodunit.
Yeah, right?
That lock around this spot.
So she's, you know, telling Lawrence that Schoolboy, like, dropped out and she doesn't know what she's going to do. And then there's, like, a pause. And then he goes, there's something I want to tell you about that. Because Issa said, I've been trying to reach out to Condola and Condola hasn't hit me back. And then Lawrence get this, like, boo-boo the fool, that. Like, look on his face.
About that, cuz.
Oh, yeah. About that. Yeah. Dot, 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 dot. And then
that's
her phone rings.
He knows more than...
Oh, well, I was hoping we were about to find out what the fuck it was.
Yep.
But, anyway, so then her phone rang, so we don't get an opportunity to hear what Lawrence is saying to Issa, neither does she. And then that's it, right? I mean, that's it. And it's just, they leave off on a, we'll talk to you.
Yeah.
We'll talk later.
Yeah, Issa got up out of there.
Yeah.
She was trying to, find other... B, C, and D options.
Yes.
But
yes.
That scene where she was calling everybody, that was a funny scene.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. Like calling all of her old contacts and shit.
That was cool. That was a good scene out of the 15 minutes we watched.
It was like 17 and a half. But okay. So now we're on minute 16. So now the next scene is you keep writing the Andrews and it's the driving Andrews. Me crazy. Andrew and Molly are having dinner. At a restaurant. They're after all of this bad scheduling. And if you guys have been watching the show, you guys are seeing how, like, so off they are as far as, like, being able to, like, hook up and, like, do things together. So they finally get a chance to fucking sit down and have dinner.
Yep.
And then Molly just assumes, because she's free, that he is freed up every single second of the rest of his evening.
Yep.
And he's so used to her not being able to be available and missing dinners and missing hangouts and stuff that he was happy to get her for dinner, but he made up plans afterwards.
Yeah. See, this is the problem. This is what I was saying. See, and you were saying that I was so wrong. See, this is the problem. It's like women want these things from men, but they only want them as options. Like, you want me to be open and vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to do all that shit. Mm-hmm. But then you don't have time for it.
Right. Absolutely.
So it's like you want it there, but you want it there as an option. Just in case. Like,
you want it there how you want it there.
Oh, I'm free and this nigga going through something. Let me hit him up.
Yeah. I mean, I think again, this is another fucking classic fucking Molly where she's being so fucking self-centered and not thinking about anything else. Like, yes, bitch, you're hella busy, but so is this guy. And you have to think about all the times that he made plans and he fucking carved out time in his schedule that you at the last minute dropped out or at the last minute decided you were going to stay in the office or whatever the case may be. And like, so now just because you finally have 2 hours.
Yeah.
He's supposed to give you 24.
And it's super wild because Andrew, like, he got
this
more,
shit really irritated me. I'm sorry.
Andrew got more bitches. You know what I'm saying?
He
got
you love reminding niggas about
nah,
that.
No, I'm just saying.
Don't forget, he still might have bitches.
But it's like, you know what I'm saying? He got other bitches in the freezer.
Yeah.
He got them all on pause right now.
Right.
Because he dealing with your big head ass.
Right.
But you taking it for granted, man.
So another thing I really hate about Molly is if you're going to be that girl, then stop fucking saying nothing's wrong when something's wrong. Like, if you're going to be that girl and you're going to stand strong in that headspace, and that's cool. But like, when somebody say what's wrong or don't be that. Forget it, girl. Never mind, girl.
Yeah.
Like, either be that girl or don't. Like, I don't know. Like, that shit is really crazy to me. So that's essentially what happens. He's like, after she fucking makes him tries to fucking make him feel bad on the other side of the fucking table, then he's like, okay, I'll just call them and cancel. No. Just forget about it. Well, it's not forget about it because you wouldn't have brought it up. You could have been like, oh, for sure. Then we'll reschedule for another night. Or the next time we reschedule, I'll make sure I have you all night.
Yeah.
That's all. Mm. Like that's grown. Like, that's grown up shit. Like, that's literally all. Have fun with your boys, and next time I see you, I'm seeing you. Like,
communication, cuz,
man, so important, man, so important. So yeah. So then, they just do they go any in depth more? Yeah, because Andrew
that was it for that night.
Okay,
for that night, and then she ends up popping up at his crib, I believe.
Right.
All right. Later on that night, she ended up popping up at his crib because he's getting ready to go out.
Right.
And you know,
and she's sabotaging his other plans.
Yeah.
See, that's still trash shit.
Hey, man.
Like, so you sat at the table, said it was cool, and then you never really had any intentions on letting him go.
Hey, man.
I'm telling Andrew right now, and I want to like Molly, but I'm telling this nigga to run. That's it. Call your other bitches, bro. There'll be less trouble.
I don't like this version of
probably way more free.
I don't like this version of Romeo Must Die.
I like the one with Jet Li in it.
That relationship is trash, man.
Okay, so Issa's fucking breaking down.
Yeah.
Issa's like, yo.
She's going through it. And, man, when you got deadlines and shit, because the block party's supposed to be like next week, ain't it?
Yeah, it's very, very soon, yes.
Yeah, next month, whatever the fuck. However time elapsed on this show. So, yeah, man, she's going through it, man. So at that point, you're calling. I know she didn't want to make that call, but
she called Molly.
Yeah.
Because what is Molly doing? Fucking a nigga that work at Live Nation.
Yeah.
What does Live Nation do? Have artists for the picking. So she hits Molly up and she's like, hey, friend. And see, here's another thing is, nigga, don't ask me for no fucking favor when we're beefing.
Yeah.
Like, and then honestly, you don't even know if we're beefing, and that's even worse than knowing if we're beefing.
Yeah, because it was like you calling me when you know we got.
Bitch, the last time I saw you, it was hella shade.
Yeah,
and now you need something from me.
Yeah,
get out of here.
It's not a how you doing.
Get out of here. And from what we know, Issa didn't even walk past them in the living room to be like, Schoolboy Q dropped out. I got to figure out what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, like, you're literally dropping this on somebody's lap
yeah.
that low-key was fucking stabbing you in her mind, yeah. like, the last time she saw you. And she's like, hey, girl, like, super fake, like, they've been cool again, like, and on some, like, hey, I need a favor. I know Andrew works for Live Nation. I need a headliner.
Yeah.
And Molly's like, okay, girl, like, I'll see you or whatever. But you can tell. She was. I knew from then she wasn't going to ask.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Especially after she caught herself doing damage control with this nigga and trying to. She was trying to fix some shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But anyway, so.
Fixer upper.
So that happened. And then what? I mean, we get. I mean, pretty much Molly
calls
hits
her.
Issa back
again.
Yeah.
Stop is before the inage. caught her in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And basically told her that I'm trying to keep things separate. I'm trying to keep
Parts, yeah, parts of my life separate from each other.
Which was fucking trash to me.
Okay.
Like, instead of just saying, you know, y'all been down for too fucking long, right?
Right.
Instead of just saying, look, we need to fucking talk before I am in a position to do anything for you.
Exactly.
It's almost like I'm weaponizing my relationship all of a sudden.
Neither of these bitches are acting like adults.
This is not, I'm keeping this away from you. This is something I got good going on and I'm going to keep it away from you.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking trash.
It's very trash.
That's super fucking trash.
I just feel like every time every time we leave each week, I feel like there was always a better way for these two bitches to handle shit.
It's like they're getting to the point where they're just trying to one-up each other.
That's not what friendship is about, guys. Watch the Care Bears.
This ain't no friendship. They all just need to be drunk.
The Care Bears there. That's all y'all
need. Get drunk
and
let Kelly talk to them.
Yeah. True shit.
So.
Predictions?
That's the end of the episode, man. These
15, I don't really know what's going to happen.
These 10-minute-ass episodes, man. Yeah. At this point, it's getting super fucking Love and Hip Hop-ish. Real messy.
Yeah.
I think Condola's going to make her reappearance.
I'm interested. I'd want to see who she's really dodging. Like, what, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what she's really avoiding. I'm interested.
Nathan's going to pop up sometime.
He stay popping up. This nigga still don't have a car either.
I mean,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
At this point, I don't know what to predict. I got to see what happens when Condola comes back in the picture.
Yeah. So, all right.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it, I think.
All right, man. Next week, man.
All right. That was episode 4. Come back next week. Bye.